Hello, and thank you for downloading the Academy for Life Empowerment's free self-hypnosis audio file. I am confident that you will enjoy a wonderful, relaxing session as you listen and allow yourself the opportunity to really take advantage of this time. It is just for you, and you deserve it. My name is Ron Lake, and I'm your hypnotherapist. I will guide you through a gentle and refreshing imagery to bring you total relaxation. Take a moment to locate a comfortable place to sink your body into. Take off your shoes, loosen your clothing a bit, and please, for your safety, do not listen to this audio file while operating any heavy equipment, driving, or doing any other activity besides sitting or laying still in a comfortable space. As you enjoy this free imagery for relaxation, keep in mind that I can provide you personalized audio files for anything you wish to modify in your life, from changing bad habits to pain management and more than 147 other vocational and avocational remedies. While self-hypnosis can be very effective when used regularly, I always recommend seeing your hypnotherapist in person because live sessions are more effective and results come more quickly. Now perhaps you've found yourself a comfortable location in a reclining chair, on the sofa, or maybe even in bed. This particular hypnosis is about boosting your confidence. So find yourself comfortable, wiggle around, let your body sink into the surface you're laying on. And begin to allow yourself to relax. And as you allow your muscles in your head, your cheeks, and your neck to totally relax, allow that relaxation to melt down your shoulders, your back and your chest, gently relaxing all the muscles in your middle back and your lower back, all the muscles in your stomach and your hips, allowing those muscles to just gently let go as you breathe in and out. And with each breath, you'll notice that your whole body relaxes even further now, as you allow the muscles in your thighs and your calves, all the way down to your feet, to totally relax. Relaxing the muscles in your arms, all the way down to your fingertips. And with each breath in and each breath out, you find that you relax even further now, allowing your mind to just wander. And perhaps thoughts enter your mind, as they usually do. And you can just allow these thoughts to drift on out. And with each thought that enters and drifts out, you have a tendency to go even deeper, relaxing even further. And maybe you can hear sounds about the location you're at, inside and even outside. But you can just let all these sounds drift off into the background until you just don't hear them anymore, because they're simply sounds of everyday life. And they too have a tendency to just allow you to relax even deeper. That's right. Now, as you listen to me and continue to breathe in that way, and notice certain sensations, you can continue to become more fully absorbed with the sound of my voice or the spaces between my words while I talk to you and while I talk to your
subconscious, now. And you can discover yourself entering an art gallery. And as you enter, I wonder whether you can notice the way sound changes as you enter, and the way the atmosphere seems to become calmer and more relaxed. And as you explore the gallery, different artwork can give you different feelings and different meanings. You may look at a sculpture and understand that it started as just a lump of stone that the artist believed could be more, and knew all it needed was to have some time and attention spent on removing what isn't necessary and reshaping what is left. And different pictures will convey different meanings. As you continue to walk deeper into the art gallery, you can wonder which painting you will feel a connection with and feel drawn to. And you may want to get a sense of a number of pictures before finally settling on the one that draws you in. And as you drift deeper with each out-breath while exploring the various paintings, my voice will quiet down in the background for a minute, and you can take as long as you want to explore the gallery. And when you next hear me talk, you can be prepared to step inside that picture, ready to search for a comfortable and familiar chair you've never seen before. That's right. Preparing now to step into that picture. And as you do, I wonder what it will feel like. Some people feel a sense of deepening. Others experience a change in the feelings. And others don't notice how things have changed. And as you explore this picture, I wonder where that chair will be. And when you discover that chair, I wonder whether you will notice the sensations associated with approaching that comfortably familiar chair. And as you take a few moments to relax into the chair, you can get a sense of closing your eyes and drifting off deeper and deeper into a dream. In a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 0. And at 0, you will allow yourself to go twice as deep, deep asleep. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep asleep now. That's right. Now from your chair, in that open space of the art gallery, now you can begin to get a sense of a TV in your mind. And on that TV screen, you can see yourself in situations that you feel confident in. And I don't know whether it will be 6 or 7 or 8 or more situations that go into creating that movie of confidence on that screen. And each one can be like a separate scene, with all of them playing one after the other, and then cycling around, so that at the end of the last scene, you see the first scene begin again. And as you watch, there's a feeling of confidence that overcomes you, and a feeling of confidence can increase throughout those situations. And as you watch those situations, you can begin to feel drawn into them, so that you can see what you saw, feel what you felt, hear what you heard. And you can be curious about how you know you are confident, as that feeling of confidence continues to cycle round and round with all the memories. And you can begin to add in brief clips of situations you used to not be confident in, so that the feeling of confidence continues through all the memories. And through these brief clips, and as the memories continue to cycle round, the memories can begin to become brief clips, while the brief clips can begin to extend while holding on to that confident feeling. And as you begin to continue to increase that confidence, so the thumb and first finger of your right hand can begin to drift together. And when they touch, they can link the feeling of confidence with that action of having the thumb and first finger touching. And I don't know whether it will happen automatically in situations you want more confidence, or whether you will consciously choose to bring that thumb and forefinger together. And as that confidence increases toward a peak, the thumb and forefinger can drift apart again. And you can be curious about how you will continue to improve your confidence in the future. And in the future, you can stand up and close your eyes as you imagine a circle on the floor in front of you. And you can imagine either yourself with that confidence, or someone else that you know has that confidence, standing in the circle. And you can watch them and pay attention to how you know they are confident, and turn up the volume to their internal dialogue to hear how they talk to themselves that helps them to be confident. And then you can step forward into that person so that you become that person. And you can then experience being that person and make that confidence a part of you. And then in those future situations, you can open your eyes and continue to hold that confidence as part of you, or find that the confidence is fully programmed into the mind to suddenly occur in the future when it is needed. And you know that a little bit of nervousness helps to improve performance and ability. And you can now just take a few moments to imagine a line of events in front of you from your future with the next situation that you would have lacked confidence in at the end of that line of events. And you know true confidence comes from being confident in your abilities. Many people make the mistake of lacking confidence because they can't do something, or because they aren't as good as they think they should be. You can only be confident that you will do your best. And you can imagine that line of events, and you can begin to move towards that situation. And as you approach, you can watch it playing out how you want it to go. And as you approach, I wonder what the natural trigger will be that turns on that confidence instinctively and automatically, just as you enter that situation and others like it in the future. And you can get a sense of entering that situation and notice what it feels like to be confident. And you can now become more absorbed in this learning experience of installing that confidence in your future. And you can take as long as you need while I quiet down in the background for a moment. And now, knowing that you have the tools necessary to provide you with all the confidence you need in any situation you are experiencing, I'm going to count from 0 to 5. And at 0, you'll have a tendency to go just a little deeper. And at 5, you'll open your eyes and become wide awake in the moment, feeling fully refreshed, feeling totally relaxed, and excited to start your day with a newfound confidence. And let us begin. 0. Going a little deeper now. And 1. Because you're the one we're doing this for. 2. Knowing that you're going to awaken to a bright new world filled with confidence in yourself and your abilities. And that everything you've done today in this hypnosis session has already begun working for you. 3. Closing the door to your subconscious mind to allow all the positive suggestions to continue working, and not allow any negatives in. 4. Becoming aware of the room around you and all your surroundings, feeling so refreshed and relaxed. And 5. Wide awake, opening your eyes, greeting the world with a newfound confidence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake now. Allow yourself a few moments to integrate this session. Just relaxing, no rush to go anywhere. And I'd like to thank you for downloading this free Boosting Self-Esteem audio file from the Academy for Life Empowerment. My name is Ron Lake, and I'm your certified hypnotherapist. I hope you've really enjoyed this session. And please remember that we do provide personalized audio sessions for our clients. And if you happen to be in Arizona or Texas and would like to set an appointment to see me personally, my contact information is on our website at www.academyforlifeempowerment.com. Have an amazing day.